Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.
Friday morning live from Kenridge Primary School.
My name is Hunter. I love listening to Ryan O'Connor on my drive to school.
Good morning, Smile FM listeners. My name is Elena. I am in grade 2 at Kenridge Primary. I want to be a fashion designer when I grow up.
Good morning, my name is Stella. I'm very excited for Smile FM to come and visit us on Friday morning.
Hello, my name is John, and ek is in graad 2 in Kenridge. My gunsteling is Roy, and ek speel cricket, and ek is mal oor sushi noodles. Welkom by ons Smile FM.
My name is Cara. I am 6 years old and in grade 1. I go to Kenridge Primary. I love swimming and hockey. I like to do art and crafts too. We are very excited to have Smile FM coming to Kenridge.
I must ask Josh one thing before we say goodbye to him. Josh, is it true, yes or no, that your tuck shop sells the nicest slushies in the world?
Yes. Yes.
Can you, Phil, I hope you listen to this. This tuck shop, the Snoopy over here, has slush puppies.
Sure. Exactly. When I was in Potchefstroom in school, the only time that I could actually get a slushie is when I went to the cinema.
And there was no cinemas in Potchefstroom. So she never got a slushie.
All we had at our tuck shop was Fet Cook.
That's more than my tuck shop had.
Oh, but what did you have?
Copenhagen's and samosas. Edgemead Primary. Yeah, representing. It's such a well-rounded school. I mean, I look and I'm going to ask you questions about like the sporting and about academics and cultural, but you tick all those boxes. It's known in the community to produce well-rounded learners. And it starts with, I think, the kind of imprint that you and your staff give these kids. And it's been around like that for 70 years. What is the secret? What is the recipe?
I think the recipe, Ryan, is about being child-centered, which sounds ridiculous because we are a school and we're supposed to be child-centered. But every decision we make is about how does this affect the learners? Mm. How is this going to equip them to be world-changing citizens in the future? And I think that's what the important thing is to focus on the child first, and then everything else falls into place. And then, of course, we have an amazing community. Governing bodies over the years who have future-proofed the school, so they've made sure that we have the best that we can possibly have and offer our children an amazing educational experience. And then we have this legacy of teachers and pupils bringing their children back to school. We've got 18 staff members who are past pupils.
That's got to be a record.
It's amazing.
That has got to
full
be a record.
Circles, yeah.
But it speaks volumes.
It does.
When you can say a number like that, then you know that if it's been 70 years of consistency of doing it and producing the same quality of individual.
I think that is the most important thing. And when I speak to past pupils who come to an open day, the one thing they say is, "Mam, it still feels the same." Mm. And I think that they also tell us it smells the same. I'm not sure what that means. But I think it really is about, there's that quote that says, a legacy is about what you leave in people. Mm. And I think that's what the Kenridge legacy is about. It's what have we left in people that will make them make a difference one day?
Yes, we have a huge coding and robotics centered environment, but it's a free-flowing environment. Everything is on wheels, so we can push all the computers away. When we're not doing digital skills, then we can test our prototypes, test the program, if it works, debug in real time. And what is amazing to me is the kids already, the awareness of AI and the robots in our real world.
Yeah.
For example, I asked one of the grade threes yesterday, where in the real world, in our community, have you seen where robots are aiding us as humans? And he said there's a pharmacy with a robotic arm, and he selects your medicine.
And so
I draw on that.
Incredible.
And then I teach them literally all the coding commands, and I always give a real life scenario.
Sure.
So this time was, Mom and Dad don't have time to push you on the swing. Let's robot your own swing. Let's program your own swing.
Your favorite part-time thing, if you you're not studying, what is it that you like doing, your hobbies?
I enjoy playing tennis, cricket and rugby.
Wow, quite the sportsman.
Well-rounded, well-rounded.
Well-rounded, yes. And you?
I do swimming and hockey.
What is perseverance? What is the story of perseverance?
Ek het my WP klere verwerk vir die 800 meter.
Yo. So nice to be at your school. How's your year been?
It's been good. Mostly playing tennis.
That's where the money is, buddy. That's where the money is. You've got to be playing tennis. It's good.
And I've got a very, very important question to ask you. Your favorite tennis player of all time?
Novak Djokovic.
Yes! My kind of guy. Well done.
Dane Pitt went to the school, ladies and gents. And so it's time to touch base with him and find out about the school a little bit and his experiences here. Dane Pitt, were you a naughty kid at school?
Was I a naughty boy? 100% a naughty boy. From birth, I think. And it's probably rubbed off into my offspring too, because we're exactly the same. But I remember in grade 7, I was in Mrs. Smith's class. I think she's the headmistress at the school now. And she moved me after the first week. It happened in every class. They moved me from the back of the class to the front. It lasted a week because the talking was nonstop and I didn't want to listen, so I was a naughty boy.
You obviously started your cricket career here in the primary school. What was the best moment of you playing cricket here?
My fondest cricket memory was actually not on the field. We had this, Mr. Aldridge was, I don't know if he was director of cricket or something. He had to do with cricket at the school at the time. But it was our normal, like a carnival day that we had, and he had a thing where a student can try and bowl him out every 6 balls, so you give you 2 rand, whatever it was. And then I just started bowling off spin, actually, and I remember getting him out. That is still one of my fondest memories of cricket, getting him out, because we always used to chirp us that we couldn't get him out, and I did that.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. Have a fantastic school holiday, kids. Please be safe on the roads if you're traveling anywhere. Enjoy the school holidays, and the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show will be back next Monday.
Follow us on Instagram
at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.